My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Is at this hour, the 2025 Detroit Tigers schedule is out. Next year's Tigers schedule is out.
We going game by game, Doug? Huh? Me and you?
Loss, loss, loss. Loss, win, win. No, we're not.
No, all I care about is the afternoon games during the week.
Times have not been set yet. The Detroit Tigers will do something that, as far as I remember, they've never done before. I don't think they've ever done this before. They will open in Los Angeles against the Dodgers.
Who's going to be pitching for the Dodgers? Scooble? Because we have Ohtani in this deal, right?
Yeah, right. Now, every year, I mean, there's 15 American League teams and there's 15 National League teams, which means when you match them up, there's always one left over from each league. There's always going to be a interleague series. If everyone is playing, and you have 7 American League teams opening against 7 other American League teams, what happens to the 15th team? They open with interleague. This year, the 15th team in the American League for opening weekend is the Tigers, and the 15th team in the National League is the Dodgers. So the Tigers will open in LA against the Dodgers on March 27th. It also seems early. 3-game set in LA. Looks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they'll have Sunday off, and then they'll have 3 in Seattle. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, have Thursday off. And the home opener will come on April 4th against the Chicago White Sox, who we hope will still stink. 3 games against Chicago, then the Yankees. Other games of note. July 4th, the Tigers will be in Cleveland. July 4th next year will be a Friday, so if you want to go to that game, you probably have some time off. Interleague opponents. Well, let's see. What do we got here? You play everybody now, right? So I guess it doesn't really matter. The Tigers will end the season on a 6-game road trip battling for their playoff lives next year. 3 games at Cleveland and 3 games at Boston. And let me see. Tarek Skubal will return with the Orioles in late April. 3 games set against Baltimore.
When's Coach Jackson Holiday bobble night?
Right.
I'll be there for that one. I got to collect. I'll do a podcast.
Yeah, sure. So there's the schedule. No, the special nights, the giveaway nights have not been announced yet. But that is the Tigers, some of the key dates for the Tigers schedule next year.
I got 10-6. Oh, I'm sorry. Those are old shows.
Yeah.
And there's 17 games there.
Yeah. Let's get back to your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Tony's in Troy. I'm sorry, Tony's in Detroit and on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Tony.
Good. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
So my comment was going to be towards soccer. you know, I speak from experience with this. Our family is immigrated from Italy. My dad played professional soccer. My grandfather played professional soccer there.
Awesome.
I played a professional sport here. So
what do you play here?
Well, I'm trying to get back onto status, but I was a professional golfer.
Okay, cool. That's awesome.
So, hey, so trying to get back on tour any which way I can. But with that being said, the difference is this. You look at these countries, even smaller ones. Now, I'm not even going to take Italy as an example because it's too big. But you look at these smaller countries, their best athletes are from the time they can walk. They got a soccer ball. That's their main toy to play with. Here we have footballs, we have baseballs, we're playing t-ball. We're doing so much variety of sports at a young age, where in all these other countries, that is the main sport. That's what everybody's doing. So you take Kobe Bryant, you take LeBron James, you take Aaron Judge, you take the best athletes of American professional sports and you put them all in soccer. Yeah, now we're competitive. But the problem is that our best athletes are spread out so far and so far between. We don't even have the chance to compete on that level because everybody else is putting out superior talent.
You know,
and that's just the reality of it.
It's interesting, though, and we just brought this up. And look, I think a lot of what you're saying is true, and it's been said before. We brought it up because the rest of the world is catching up in basketball. They haven't caught up. They're catching up. We have to work hard, and we have to field a real team to make sure that we win the gold medal. With that said, we are not catching up in soccer. And I don't know if in those other countries – do they treat soccer the way we treat everything else, but they're still managing to make strides in basketball where we are not making strides in soccer.
Well, the argument I would have is this. A full soccer team, especially if you look at the national team, you're talking about 30 guys, and then they whittle it down to 26. In years past, it was 23. So you're talking about a team of 11 guys out there with 5 substitutes that are playing an intricate role, where you're talking about 5 on the basketball court. So, unfortunately, it's easier to get some – don't get me wrong. You're going to find guys in all these other countries that are interested in other sports beyond soccer. And there is a cluster of people that are going to do it. But when towards the basketball thing, if you're not maybe the best at soccer but you're still an athlete, you're going to go try other things. And they're picking up because, I mean, the fundamentals in Europe and the fundamentals in Asia and everywhere else, I hate to say it, but Americans love to look at –
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The end result, more so than the process, where Europeans and foreigners love the process 10 times more than the result, and they indulge in it. And it really is a different atmosphere because growing up here, but also growing up with foreign friends and foreign family, it's a night and day difference.
Thank you for the phone call, Tony. Correction, the Tigers did open with a NL series back in 2016 at Miami. And bonus points, if you can name who got the win in that game for the Tigers. Extra innings, 8-7. That's right, Drew Verhagen. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brett in Clinton Township. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Brett.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So we're just calling to talk about why the U.S. hasn't caught up to the world in soccer. The argument about their best athletes versus our best athletes, sure, that's definitely part of it. But you also don't see 6'9 guys playing soccer.
No.
They don't. There's like two ever that are capable enough to play it. So that's still, it's still part of it. It's a different segment of the population. What it really is, and you can hear it if you talk to European experts and these kinds of things, is it's actually the pay for play that we have, the club soccer system. There, it's an academy, it's a school where you get essentially a scholarship. And you go there for high school and then also play soccer as part of your, it's like a lot of the baseball academies in like Puerto Rico and right. the Dominican Republic and that. But they do it with soccer in every country. We only have pay for play here. You almost can't get a scholarship to college. You don't get looked at by an MLS team, and you definitely don't get looked at by European teams unless you're playing club. And even the ones that are getting picked up by European teams at the age that we're talking about, it's still one every 3 years.
Yeah.
Because they're signing, they're getting kids that are getting pro contracts at 16, 17 years old.
Well, we don't have that here. It's going to be intriguing. The Olympics start, I think, a week from tomorrow. And I don't have much doubt that we're going to win the gold. But Kang, are you looking forward to watching the basketball more because we're going to be pushed a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like I think effort is a thing people, they always want to see no matter what they're watching, right? And I think people would question effort at times when you're, you know, you're so much better than everybody. There's a load management going on during the season, so they're not sure they're getting effort every night on a regular basis.
Yep.
But this is something where I feel like they put out a squad to go out there and win, and they're trying. They're trying every, I think this is, yeah, this is going to be, I don't expect the Team USA to lose, and I don't want them to lose, but I wouldn't mind seeing competitive games just for my entertainment purposes.
Yeah, Australia was that had them in a 6-point game the other day.
Yeah.
And they, I mean, who are their best players? Josh Giddey? Dante Exum's on that team.
But they got a bunch of NBA guys on that team. Josh Green is on the team. I think Ingles, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, but they don't have a list of stars.
No, they're not stars by any means. But you go around France, they got Wemby, Gobert. You know, we talk about Greece with Giannis.
Yep.
Jokic. I mean, these guys are tier one type players. And yes, it takes less players on an NBA court than does on a soccer field. But I think it's not the pushover it used to be the rest of the world for U.S.
Our first game is against Serbia in the actual Olympics, which is Jokic. So, you know, I don't know. One guy can't beat a team, but they're going to be, that game's probably going to be competitive.
No. Now, of course, is their shooting guard not as good as Anthony Edwards? No, but the days of him being like, you know, some postal worker in Serbia are over. Right. Like, that guy's actually a really good professional basketball player in Europe, right? I mean, maybe he's not good enough for the NBA, but he's damn good compared to what they were putting out there.
Postal workers in Serbia.
I don't know. I know, just called it straight. There's some kind of rec league right now going, what?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.